afraid about me.
I never did like them great knee-highs. Talk about them, I could. Knee-high belly washer, I think they call them.
Yeah.
Come in thinking my mama was, Lord have mercy. It had 14,000 convictions. Everybody just held it on me. I was smart enough not to do it, and I was home. But it was in a pretty sight. It's still with me.
Mine do the same thing. She'd get all up in the air about it. She finally asked me, said, "So why do you do that?" I said, "I get it natural." I said, "My daddy drank, and the daddy before him drank, and the one before him drank probably because I never didn't know him."
Yeah.
I said, "We just drank." Well, that didn't do much good.
No. Almost a beard like that, you know. Mother caught me smoking several times back when I was a teenager, you know, and she whipped my ass one time, boy. I was probably 13 or something like that. I don't know. She didn't whip me for smoking. She whipped me for lying to her. She said something to me. That's why I told her I wasn't smoking all sun. I shouldn't have done that. She got early. She wore my butt out, son. Of course, I was smart enough not to run from her or to try to stop her. I just stood there and took it. That's all I could do. I may have to go out there and plant a garden today.
Yeah, you better do something. Take advantage of this. I got overcast over here. It's kind of like Joe said, it ain't here yet.
I'm looking forward to it, sir.
That's pretty.
Looking out the window, and I think the frog is kind of burning off a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, my bride's calling me. Let me go see what this is all about. It's probably important.
Yeah, I bet it is. But you won't be back. They're picking up leaves one at a time out of the front yard. It was talking about an ounce a minute ago. If this 1300 ever lays down on me, I'm going to buy another. I've got sorry.
It was the 1306 at Dalton. I think the fella wanted $2,100 for it.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bad.
I'd buy 1306 now. Some people are having trouble with the transistors, and, you know, with yours, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I've run mine like it's supposed to be run. I mean, I've run it about 40, what is this thing, putting out 40-something watts, I think. Well, I've got it set, 43 watts or something like that, and that's I don't never change it.
Well, Mike, it is hard, that hard. It's just the protection circuit failed the last time, and because it was tried to transmit on the wrong band.
Oh, okay.
And that's supposed to shut it down and protect it, though.
Yeah. Well, boy, if a standing way is a little bit too high on this one, like when I go to 40 meters, sometimes I forget, very seldom I do, but well, I don't go to 40 meters much anymore, but if I forget to flip that antenna tuner on, and it'll shut the dang thing down in a heartbeat.
That's what it's supposed to.
Yeah. Well, I don't go 40 meters anymore. I can't hear Don now up there. That's where it just ain't worth it up there with them guys, Kip. That's pathetic.
I didn't hear anybody last night. There was somebody right up the band, and then nobody ever got on.
Well, I was on for quite a while. Me and Sonny and somebody was on early, and I had to go cook supper, and of course, Sonny had to go to bed, you know, and I left my ID on. And come back in here, and them guys were on 45, and I moved down about a half a KC or so, started being called on every once in a while. And one of them guys come down and said, the frequency was in use. And I said, yeah, if you'd listen, there's been an ID on here for about the last 4 hours, and he never said anything else. And but I sent Don a text. Andy was on his way back from St. Louis, I think. He'd had to go down there or something about their business estate thing. And so I knew he wouldn't be on, but I never did hear back from Don. I don't know what this. I just turned mine off, and I got an email from Terry wanting to know where everybody was at, but crap, it's 11 o'clock, and I saw the email.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to sit there and listen to them guys flatter.
Yeah, I started
down
to hear anybody, and I'd turn the
light
up every once in a while and watch yesterday,
but
I never did
hear
something.
Yeah, well, I come back about 9 o'clock or 9:30 or something like that and turned it on. I thought maybe Doug and somebody might be on, but didn't hear nobody. I just turned it off and I hear red, I think. I didn't even watch any Fox last night at all. I got picked out here and all that crap again.
What's it banging on this one?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even listen to Alaska last time I heard it. Just old Bernie Sanders and, you know, about all that crap. And, of course, the Russia probe again. I ain't listening to none of that junk. I see it on Drudge Report, and that's about the extent of it.
I'm looking at Atlanta weather forecast. Said there's a 30% chance of rain Wednesday, but then nice on through the rest of the week.
Now, 30%, that means if it does rain, it won't be that much. It'll just be a little short one. Instead, then we're okay.
And then they got 20%. They moved out of the weather. They got 20% on Friday. Thursday's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my golfing buddies, and get back outside, man. I had enough of this in the house.
Yeah.
Upstairs a minute. I'll be right back.
All right, don't run, Sid. You get in trouble.
Okay.
Hall monitor will get you.
Doggone, Sonny, I got traffic for you, and you need to get here.
Now, he won't be back.
No, come on, Sonny.
Carol put his butt to work.
On the Smithsonian Channel, they got a program on the CH-47 to shoot up.
Oh, do?
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck.
Do you get the Smithsonian?
I get all of them. What channel is it? 3-something, ain't it? What channel is it? 3-something, isn't it?
367.
You know, I used to see one of the things flying around here every once in a while. I guess one of these construction outfits that got one or something, but you see one pass over here every now and again.
I'm on somebody's military flight path. They're going from somewhere to somewhere. They're right over us.
Yeah.
And I see them coming over here fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Used to see a bunch of C-130s, and then they sort of slowed up.
Oh, yeah, they used to come here low, boy. I mean, it'd be, I don't know what crap they're doing.
I told you about the morning I was deer hunting.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s when they were building Wallace Dam up there to put in electrical cone. And there was some reserve unit somewhere that had a bunch of M4s and they made practice bombing runs on that dam up there.
Uh-huh. Oh, them M4s used to fly out of Birmingham all the time. Kill 4BG, my timer just went off.
Yes, sir.
They used to fly up here all the time out of Birmingham. My sister, well, that's my brother's brother-in-law, the best way to put this. He was a navigator for a backseater. And he lived up here 15 miles from something. I guess they come up here and just put around because of that. But because we're on, but they don't fly the F4s out of Birmingham no more. They didn't give all them to Taiwan or something. I don't know what that was.
That old boy came over me when I was out there one morning sitting out there and just Had a cup of coffee, sat down at the base of a tree in the woods, just enjoying the peace and the quiet, the great outdoors. That old boy came over me in overdrive. I kid you not. He was so close you could look up and see.
Yeah. Well, that fly over here just pretty regular, about dark. For a long time, about every afternoon or every couple of, 3 days a week or something, it'd come over here and just fly and do that gum low. I never did figure out what they're doing or where they're going. Folks ain't got a clue, but they'd do it.
I remember back in the late, very late 50s when I first went to the University of Alabama, there was a, I didn't know what the Air Force was flying in, but there was some boy that had graduated, gone in the Air Force, and was a pilot. And his girlfriend was still at the University of Alabama, and he told her to be out in the quadrangle at such and such a time, he was going to buzz her. And he did, boy. He came in there.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. We had old boy up here. That he lived, I don't know, about 10, 12 miles back or southeast of me, Buddy Rogers. And he had flew in Korea, and then he stayed in the Air Guard, Air Reserve, whatever it was, back in them days. And they were flying the F-86s, I think, back then in Alabama National Guard. And Tennessee River Bridge up there, indicated the old bridge, it was a lift bridge, and it wasn't all that terrible high off the dang water. He flew under that sunbuck one day. He come in and dropped that thing down right on the dang water and went under that dang bridge. They about hung his butt. Yeah, but he made it under it. I wouldn't have,
I had a bunch of buddies of helicopter pilots over there, and they wanted to keep their flight status, so they had to fly so much a month. And they weren't that real strict back then, and they'd go out and check out a helicopter and file a flight plan and then go fly around for a while.
Oh, yeah. That's what they did around here. They just had to keep up for hours, and they just let them go.
Yeah, we'd go out there, this old boy. I knew him pretty well. We'd go out there, and he'd sign up for a helicopter.
Yeah.
We'd get in the helicopter and fly down to my farm, land in the field, go deer hunt, come back, get in the helicopter, and come back to work.
Yeah, they used to do that kind of crap.
They'd put you under the jail now.
Oh, yeah. Told you Sonny wasn't coming back, didn't it?
Well, send him a text and tell him that they got a program on Chinooks on the Smithsonian Channel. He might want to see that.
I don't know if he gets that or not, does he? I don't think he do.
I don't know, but he should, because it's a great channel.
Yeah, Donna watches that and National Geographic a whole lot. I watch Smithsonian Channel every once in a while. I check it. But she got to where she watches National Geographic all the time. They have good stuff on there. Ain't nothing worth the crap on all the rest of them channels.
Get out here in a few minutes and ride down the road to my little country restaurant and get me chicken livers. Today is Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it is. I'd like to have some good ones.
Oh, they cook good chicken livers. They're just right.
Yeah, there's one place around here I know you can still get them. And I hadn't tried them up there yet, but it's just a little country restaurant like you're talking about. I think I have them one day a week. And I keep saying I'm going up there, and I don't ever remember what day it is.
This lady down here, same way. Tuesday is chicken liver day. And occasionally she'll have salmon patties on Tuesday.
Oh, man. I ain't had none of them in a long time.
Wednesday is meatloaf day.
Does she have salmon patties and gravy and cream taters?
I don't know. I'll have to look and see.
I bet she does. Boy, that's hard to beat right there now. They've opened up another little country restaurant up here, just right up the road from us, up 157. I'm going to have to go try out.
Another thing is that restaurant going there. The lady that runs it, I think a mother, the one that must have opened it, but her mother's retired, but she still does the baking.
Yeah.
Boy, she can make a cake. Oh, it's delicious.
Is that right? All them's gone around here, the old-timey bakers. I got to go get a haircut here in a little while, and Donna's got to go see about that surgery for cataract. She's supposed to be there at MSF, too. I don't know if they're going to do it today or just check her. How'd they do that, oh, Joe? They check you out first, or they just go in and do it?
No, they take measurements and do all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, that's what they're going to do today, then, I'm sure.
Well, I'm back. Y'all got to take all that back you said about me.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, did you hear what I said?
What's that, Joe?
Do you get the Smithsonian Channel?
No. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I think so.
Well, get over there. It's on helicopters.
They're showing them little Bell helicopter now. That little Bell, there's a Huey right there. Or was.
Yeah, that old stuff. That's a Garand type that I got on in there.
I don't know what it is, but I know, but I don't know what the destination is. That's them they flew in Nam first, I think.
The Sonic program's on a CH-47. Yeah, this career, they're showing Eisenhower.
Yeah, there's Eisenhower and Dulles, isn't it? John Foster Dulles. Oh, was he Secretary of State?
I think so. Well, we've fallen a long way, haven't we?
Oh, son, have we not? Amazing. Or scary.
What is that? Is that a hustler?
I think, yeah, B-58. Yeah, I think so. I believe.
You get over there, Sonny? Going through the channel. He's looking. Calvin, I don't mean horses.
Couple times on here. Lives over around Scottsboro, Alabama, but he was a mechanic on them old choppers, and he was in Nam, and I forgot what he told me, 62 or 3 or something like that, before they started using the Huey, and they was using it, that bigger one, like, well, that one right there they're showing, whatever the name of the thing is. Yeah, I knew he was over there. He bought that TR-7 from Flood, right?
Oh, he's the one that got that, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Hey, Larry.
Morning, guy.
I thought Billy got that. Did Mike get it?
Yeah, Mike got it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mike said it was. Yeah, Billy said he didn't need one no more. I asked him yesterday why he didn't get it.
You want a piece of Drake gear?
I don't know, Tony. I have no idea in the world. There's some idiots left, I reckon.
It was only $200.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I had to do over with again, I wouldn't spend all this crap. I'd got me one good full 7-line or something, and just we're talking an hour in the morning, an hour at night. Why do I need all this other crap?
So just get your damn Kenwood stick.
Well, I got one. I got a 520 sitting back on.
Okay, morning, Tony.
Ain't been turned on in years.
W1YP, I've been listening. I'm trying to figure out how to put this friggin' amplifier back. Joe, you got to get the panels in the right order, and it's been so long, I forgot.
That's what they make cell phones with pictures for, Tony.
Just done taking, Tony.
Well, I had the pictures on the band switch, and I thought I'd be...
way intelligent enough to get the freaking covers back on, but I guess not.
You said the magic word, though.
Yeah, he'd know, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I got it figured out. W1 and YP, two of the best audio reports on the ham bands.
According to who?
You know, it was funny when I got this M7600, and the carrier thing of the calibrator was on, or whatever that's called. I couldn't figure out how to get it out. I read the book. I did everything. I called Dennis. I knew he'd had a bunch of them. I said, where is that? He said, I don't remember. Let me Google it. You might get on there and Google it, because he found what he's looking for.
You can find it. I guarantee you can find a YouTube video on how to do it. If you want to know it, go to YouTube.
Yeah, type in that how to assemble a TL-922 Kenwood amplifier case.
We ain't going to hear from Sonny again. He's in there watching that helicopter.
And see, it went upstairs. He's going to be right back, didn't he? I'm going to have to go get me a shower and go get a haircut. I'm getting rather shaggy looking.
Yeah, I'm going to finish this cup of coffee, and I'm going to ride up to Miss Jane's and pick up lunch.
You going to get it to go, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I go up there and I get two. I bring one home for lunch, and then I got one for supper the next morning.
I don't know if they do it over there or not, but they got a senior center up in Decatur that they cook meals and put them in these plastic containers of some kind and freeze them dang things. And you can go up there and buy them a complete meal for like $4 a piece. And when I had that last kidney surgery, well, Donna's niece brought a bunch of them out here for us. And, you talking about good. Now, son, I mean, they put on a spread. It's them older women that blows that thing that cooks it. And, boy, they got some good food.
Sounds like going to eat at Grandma's.
Yes, sir. And it's like $4 a meal or something like that.
You know what I can't figure out? I go up in the change. I get two meals to go, and it'll be somewhere between $12 and $15. For two meals to go, which is cheaper or the same price as McDonald's. Why the hell would anybody go to McDonald's?
I don't know.
It's being a dumbass, that's all.
That's it.
About the only fast food place I care for is Chick-fil-A, but damn, you go in there and buy nuggets for a meal and be $9.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming. I mean, you can buy a complete meal for less money.
Yeah. We will. We went Saturday. I carried my chainsaw down that buddy of mine, and he put a new carburetor on it for me. And we left, and there's a little hamburger joint up there in Moulton called Neesmith Burgers. They've been in business since back in the early 50s, and they still use the same 5 pound of hamburger meat and the same grease they started out with. They just keep on adding bread to the hamburger meat. But it's just one of them things you really want every once in a while. You know, ate them all over life. And we went up there, and that place was just packed, crowded. And they cook them burgers, and they got about 4 inches of grease and it's on this dang griddle thing. And they put them patties in that grease and let them cook and lay them over to the side, you know, make a big stack of them. And as people come in, they'll lay them back in that hot grease. So I got me and Donna a couple of them dang things. They ate them some guns on the way home. And I come down, you've heard of Montezuma's Revenge?
Oh, yeah.
I had Neesmith's Revenge the next day. Dad, come. Talk about kill me, man. There's enough grease in that, my cholesterol, probably 10,000. I don't know why I did that.
That would have been a good time to have a colonoscopy while you were cleaning up.
Oh, they wouldn't have had to use no lubricant, I guarantee you that.
Steve, I just brewed me up a cup of this it's Publix Premium Columbia in Wells K cups. Man, is that stuff good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just stick to Folgers Instant. And then I have to frou-frou it up so that I, frankly, I just can't get the taste for coffee no more. Here's a hat on this Facebook Marketplace that looks just like Tony Gaylor needs. It's one of them Indiana Jones hats.
Oh, yeah.
That looks good on Tony Gaylor.
I have a hard time. I got a big head, man. It's hard to find a hat that I look good. Of course, I look good without one.
Well, that's the way I am, you know.
That's kind of the way old Snurs looked up there at Dalton, wasn't it, Tony?
You know, I got so many brains, I reckon. My head's big, and it's hard for me to find a good hat. But
that's the way I feel, Stephen. That's true, man. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. That's the way I've stooped. Oh, I got some nice sets and high price on the guns. I mean, not cowboy hats, just nice hats. But the way I'm stooped over, if I wear one like you're supposed to wear it, I can't see in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I wear a cap all the time, but I keep it kicked back on my dang head, you know. I did that before I got stooped over, but I can't pull one down like it's supposed to be.
You kind of like old Roy Rogers used to do?
Yeah, I wear it like that. I kick back. I don't know where we're supposed to be because I can't see where I'm going.
Old squinch-eyed Roy.
Yeah. Yeah, old Roy didn't ever look. He looks like I do now. Donna keeps telling me I need to go have surgery on my eyes where I can see. I see where I'm going.
He looked like he'd been peeling onions, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, old Roy always looked that way.
Yeah, he looks like, he sort of looks like Clint Black in the face.
Yeah, he does, don't he? Hey, they performed together some, didn't they?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think I saw them where they did some stuff together. Well, folks, I hate to leave good company, but I got to go get a shower and go get me a haircut and come home and take Dawn to the eye surgeon. So we will catch y'all whenever KO4 BG.
All right, be good. I just walked outside. Damn,
it
ain't raining here again.
Oh, that's sunshine here. Is she having cataract surgery? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, cataract surgery.
Well, if it goes well for her, Steve, W1YP.
Yeah, I hope everything turns out good.
Well, I think from what Joe said, she's just going to be measured and stuff today. I don't know when they'll do that. I guess they just told her to be there at 2 o'clock because I knew basically. Joe says they do all that measuring stuff first, so that may be what she's going to do today.
Did they tell her don't eat this morning?
No, they didn't tell her that.
Excuse me, if they're going to give you anesthetic, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they told her just to use them lubricating eye drops for about 3 days. So I don't know, but anyway, she got to go for something. We'll see y'all later. Kill 4 Biggie.
See you. Tell her good luck.
Joe, I thought I knew where I was going, but I never did find it.
Well, I'm on dish. 367 on dish.
What's it called?
Smithsonian Channel.
I thought I got that, but I never did. I couldn't go to it.
Well, what have you got? Dish, direct, what?
Direct.
I don't know. I got dish. I can't help you. But this one, all these helicopters, they got U's on there now with the, you know, with the outboard minigun.
Those damn things was dangerous, you know it.
I know it. The one I loved the best was the Cobra. He was your friend.
They were just beginning to get a few over where I was and when I was there. And
that Cobra, you could do something stupid. He could generally bail you out.
Oh, he could, and I could get it off the ground and fly it down the road, you know, but straight and narrow. And I didn't know the weapon systems.
Yeah.
Different. It's another ball game when you come to that.
Every time they show one of these CH-47s, I think about the old boy that was going the wrong way following a dirt road.
Yeah.
Funny.
That was funny. Yeah, good morning, Sonny. KV4L.
Hey, Larry.
Talking last night, put Dillard House on you, and you, Larry, you and Tony too, put Dillard House on you on your schedule in the next couple of weeks. Nobody's picked a date, but it's coming up.
Okay.
All right. Sounds all right to me.
Larry, as much as you like to eat, you may want to go. We both go about a day early to get a head start.
Talk to my nephew and find out what's the best way to get there from here, and I think he's been up there before. In fact, he flew one of his drones up there and took a picture of the Dillard House looking back at it.
What I like is the vegetables. They got an acorn squash. It's delicious.
It's all good, Joe.
I know it. Then they got collard greens that like your grandma used to make.
Yeah, they good, too.
I'd have a piece
or two of fried chicken. Think you get them collard greens with a piece of streak of lean in?
Yes, sir. It's just good eating.
And this frou-frou bull crap.
I'm frou-frou up there.
You know how they cut that breast out of that, cut the pulley bone out of that chicken. That's where they cut it up there.
My mama wouldn't cut chicken like that. She said, did you waste your chicken? I said, Mama, it's all the same chicken.
She's going to eat down to the bone anyway.
Well, I don't know what I told her, but I told her something. It didn't go nowhere, though. Told me to mind my own business. She cut her own chicken up.
Yeah, I remember him cutting it up and cutting the pulley bone out. Best way for me to go up there would be to go over and hit 400 and go up and go through Cleveland up that way.
You want to give a gas? Y'all go together
and trace the gas. I got to think of my puppy, she's back here begging. She knows I keep these treats in my pocket when I'm out of them.
Joe, me and Larry went together. We stopped me before we got up here.
That's all right. I know Larry well enough. He'd eat again when he got there.
It won't make no difference.
We'll hurt his appetite.
I go over through Calhoun, Sonoraville, and Fairmount, over toward Jasper, and then cut up that 136 spur, the shortcut. Come out at Biggin's Barbecue on 515 and just go up through Blue Ridge, Blairsville, Young Harris, and I.
Everyone at the top.
And if you're looking for those plugs, John, I'll keep my eyes open.
Are you looking for those four pin plugs? Wayne said that he's got a couple spares, but they're pretty much all used up. Are you using the Cinch Jones four pin plugs also, John? I'll turn it back down to you and see how you're copying, John. N0JAAAQ. Somebody that just came up just a little bit below us, John, but I've narrowed your passband down. I'm copying you solid, no problem there at all. I don't think he's probably copying you. He's down probably about 58 or so, probably. It's just enough that I narrowed the passband down and everything is going well. Okay, on the plugs, well, I'll talk to you some more before the hamvention, I'm sure, John. But if I can, if I do see any, I'll be happy to pick them up. I didn't realize you were using Jones plugs also. I don't know. I just switched over. I switched everything to make them common, John. I don't know. We'll see. You try to keep everything common if you can, so you can switch rigs around. That would be the best thing if we can do that. But as time goes on, it's more and more difficult to find things like the Jones plug or whatever. You know, you pick a particular kind of plug and you try to look for them, and if you can find them, fine. I'll buy them. I'll grab onto them, John. But I'll probably have an opportunity to talk to you more now when the conditions are a little bit better. I was on yesterday afternoon, John. I was on the air yesterday afternoon, and the band was in pretty good shape. I made two or three contacts, and had good, solid, well over S9 signals. But this morning, it just doesn't look very good. Let me get back to Paul and see how we're doing there. Paul, are we still readable out there, I hope? K0DOK in the group, AAQ.
K0DOK in the group, this is K0DOK. Yeah, you're doing fine, Jack, around S5 today, which is lower than normal, but it's plenty loud for a good copy. And, John, are you talking about the small series, the four-pin ones, or the large series?
The ones that Wayne and I use are the big ones.
And, like you said, they're about a fifth on each side on a four-pin one, and it was a fifth round pin for registering a dog clocking so you get the pins in the right place.
Now, the small series, they've got two of the pins set at right angles to the other ones so that they don't go together wrong.
But I'm just wondering about, John, whether you're talking about the large series or the small series. I don't have any really excess supply of the large ones here, but I have to send my supply of what I've done with the small ones. I think I know I have a whole lot of chances with the small series. But as far as the limited ones, I'm not sure. But next time around, tell us, dear, whether you're really talking about the large series or the small series. But Wayne and I use the big ones. That worked out well for me. I've got that on a bunch of different radios here. So, well, let's see. I guess maybe I'll just go ahead and turn it down to John at this point and stay around for at least one more go around here. Zero JA, portable 5. This is K0DOK.
Before the end of the week, that's when this latest catalog thing goes to heck. I'm hoping to pick up, one of those power, one of those chargers like you have. Okay, Rob, very good. Do they? What happens if you get in there with a coupon and then they don't have the darn thing? Do they give you a rain check? Okay, well, that's the kind of luck I have usually, so especially since I'm going late in the month. It's good through the 29th, the last day of the week at Friday. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. At least we've got one here fairly local now, and I don't have to go trucking into Columbus and all that mess, so never did go in there, as a matter of fact. Okay, very good. Take care. We'll talk to you later, Rob. Have a good day. NABEG from KLJ 73. No, I'm pretty sure it has a hardware fault inside, and that means a trip back to ICOM.
Because all you guys come out here are called CQ, and you're going to get picked on.
That's okay.
Is this frequency in use?
No, it's not.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, you guys are weak. Are you running QRP?
Yeah, I'm running QRP.
I'm running QRP.
You guys are doubling. AJ9Q.
600 watts of QRP.
Would you? I'm so glad you're here. Would you please help Marty with his audio?
Turn the knob to the left.
Yeah, turn the knob to the left.
Burl.
Roger.
Burl.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my audio?
QRZ the QRP.
QRZ the QRP. QRZ the QRP. The QRZ the caller.
Bad sucks.
Yeah, you're only S9.
And up?
Yeah.
We're good. We're back.
What's wrong with my audio?
Yeah, Marty is out there calling you.
I hear you, Marty, but you're kind of weak. You sound like Marty, though.
What's wrong with my audio? Is it too bassy?
You sound like Marty.
No. You're inaccurate. And there's so much. I'm listening to myself on the monitor here on the 890. It sounds so bassy. It sounds like almost going into distortion.
He's about to have a meltdown.
Yep, time for a new radio.
Yep, he is. He's getting another 890.
All right.
Failure.
That'll be three of those.
I think he's collecting them.
Yeah, but he's getting rid of them. This does not compute.
If they don't work, you send them back, Joe.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
If they don't,
he's addicted to Kenwood.
Back, Joe.
That must be a Kenwood thing, Marty.
Joe, if they don't work, you send them back, right?
Never sent back an ICOM in my life. Never.
If they don't work, you send them back.
Wouldn't know.
Well, you don't buy any radios. You buy dead man's radios.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I mean, whatever.
They don't go dead on me like yours do. Isn't that right?
Get a signal, Joe. I can't hear you.
Yeah, right. You know how many reports I got yesterday, man? They said, what are you running? You're so strong. But I'll...
Oh, whatever. From that. Let's see, I just changed the pitch here on EQ.
Oh, here we go.
He's going to change the picture on the EQ, and it's going to change his audio.
Let's see here.
Help me.
Help me.
Here we go.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
It'll turn on me. That's what it is about.
By the way, I just ordered a really nice set of 500 thread sheets.
Right. Silk.
What do they call it? Saline? Saline something? Sateen? That's what it is. Sateen.
Right, I right.
Goodbye.
Four piece set, $26 free shipping.
Do you order them in black?
No. This is a very nice color of blue, which is my favorite color anyway.
That's gonna show stains.
Well, not when you when you're non-staining, not a problem.
Famous last word.
Besides, that'll be over at her place, Pearl.
Oh, Roger. You're funny.
Just a heap of experience, my friend.
Three, four, one, two, three, four, one.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm really running late. I got to be leaving for 15 minutes, and I haven't even bathed yet.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you later. Good to hear you again. It's been a while. Are you all okay and stuff up there, bro?
I'm doing better. I can walk and talk now. But I had a little tough spot there for a while. But I think I'm almost full power. And I'll leave the radio on all day so you can enjoy me.
Okay, well, John's doing adventures in audio as usual. He's got some experimental antennas. And so he's already been on this morning. I couldn't hear him very well, but hopefully he'll be back. J-Bob Squarepants and GA's been out there. Oh, yeah, it's the cast of characters. So. Hey, man, good to hear you. I'll catch you later. Got to hit the water locker going by. KK6BS.
All right. I go out and get more of that salt from the food trough. KK6BS, AJ9Q73.
All you can eat, $6.65. I'm out of here.
And gobs and gobs of salt.
Yeah, we limit the salt to a couple of thousand.
Have a good one.
Really?
Bye bye.
Oh, never mind.
And the band is really down.
And the band played on.
And on and on.
Baby.
Yeah, that it? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear you earlier, John. And getting out of here, the usual Tuesday Chinese food with WX4NFL. And so I got to go. Good to hear you, and I'll see you later on today. Let's see, what's today? Tuesday? Yeah. You should be on, right, John?
Yes. Most four or five times today.
Yeah, you're booming. 25 over. K2YN, catch up with you in an hour and a half or so. KK6BS, just ahead of the big storm.
Okay.
Can't hear John.
Calm down, man. Have fun. Mind Jeff, all that. And we'll talk to you later, Joe. K2YN.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story of what I found a couple of nights ago as a problem on my tuner. You'll be very interested to hear it.
Oh, the hot wire.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Okay, I told you.
Yep, you got to me. I heard it. The hot wire.
Yeah, that little jumper, man. This was bell wire. It had come with a tuner, copper bell wire. It looked like it was about number 18. But I really wish I could have, I remembered to take a picture of it. Because the middle of it, anywhere the antenna current flowed, was discolored and looked really nasty. And we're all good with thick braided conductor going between those two terminals, and it even made the tuner act differently. So that definitely, that little hot wire was building resistance as you put RF through it. Very interesting.
Yeah, I was the one that got you to look at that.
No, indirectly, because your 160 meter appearance. So, Yeah, it, you know, if you hadn't have done that, as I stated yesterday, and then I hadn't went to alter this thing into a tea feed, I would not have known about it until something very ugly may have happened.
Yeah, yeah, or it just powderized. You know, it gets, they get brittle each time that happens.
Oh, I know, man. In fact, I looked at it very closely, and right in the middle of it, it had already started to decay. Part of the wire diameter was gone. So, imagine my surprise when I'm moving along here at a kilowatt, and all of a sudden, the power didn't have anywhere to go. Ooh.
Yeah, but it always finds somewhere to go. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it'll go back through the ballot and blow up.
Gotta go somewhere. It's a collapsing field.
I know, man. That collapsing field. I haven't heard that in years. All right, man. Help Marty if you can. He's got the Kenwood Blues over there. We'll see you back after lunch. K2YN, KK6BS, sugar level's getting low. I gotta go.
Okay, Joe, get to it. We'll talk to you later. K2YN.
In West Virginia, you're 5'9" in Southern West Virginia.
And I think you get more out of a 3500 running the control grid, you know, running it not in grounded grid configuration. The grounded grid makes such a simple arrangement. And of course, you don't have to neutralize, you know, with that way because your control grid shields the anode, you know, it's a shield between the anode and cathode, so you don't get feedback, you know. So it makes it very stable. You do pay just a little bit in output, you know, but in the linearity and stability and the fact you don't have to neutralize it, you know, it does make it makes a much simpler amplifier.
Oh, yeah. Great deal simpler. And, of course, back in the day, a lot of the commercial AM broadcast stations, you know, I call them the 1,000-watt local wonders. Gosh, about everybody made one. Gates and Harris RCA, just about all the main brands you can think of, Marconi and all the rest of them. They had a pair of 4400A's in the... in the pilot, and then plate modulator, a band for the modulator driving the plate modulation on the thing. And then they glow about fucking orange, and it just continues on for years before you ever have to change them. Then I get the bulls, and I build amplifiers out of bulls there down south. And you know,
Now, that was back in the IMAX. Those were IMAX, weren't they? Yeah, well, I think they always have been, until IMAX quit making glass tubes. But and they ran high level plate modulation in that like that.
That's kind of the rule of thumb there when you doing that plate modulation,
Oh yeah. Well, that's the object of it. Yeah, and calculating output power, you have to count for that too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, very much so.
In the 70s, of course, I was living in Eastern Carolina there, and our radio club there in Kinston, where I lived there, one of the members, he worked for Voice of America, which was in Greenville, 30 miles away, and that's back when Voice of America was still transmitting, you know. And they had several transmitter sites and receiver sites right around Greenville, see there, and Beaufort and Pitt County, North Carolina. And we got to go out to one of those transfer sites and tour that, you know, one evening, you know. And let me see, that was, W4OZ something or other, I forgot it now. But at any rate, that was a Continental transmitter, and I think it was about a 40-meter transmitter. They had those huge curtain antennas, you know, and all those big old rhombics. Oh, God, they had tremendous transmitter. There's a field cleared out there with all antenna, you know, and they'd run about a million watts in those things, you know. And you go in that building, and there you're standing inside that whole RF amplifier, Bill. It filled the whole building, you know. Yeah, I think they did. And oh gosh, the power lines they ran into that—they're huge, huge. I think there was a distribution substation on site there, as I recall.
Well, I'm pretty sure there would have to be. I've seen certain installations like that before.
This one was It was in a very rural area there in eastern Carolina, and of course that was back in the 70s. And I don't think Voice of America, they don't operate anymore, do they?
No, that's been closed for.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, well, see, I've been gone from there since 84, so, you know, I hadn't really kept up with it. Well, it's 10 after, W4SN.
Damn, boy, I can't believe that we're sitting in the conference environment. Well, it turned out good for us anyway.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, W4JCL.
Yeah, Jim, yeah, good, strong signal still.
Yeah, what I did was I pumped it up to 95 watts, driving it with 95 watts. I just called the technician who worked on this thing and asked him if I could push that board down to 495 watts, and he said, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you're S9 here. I forgot what you were before. I don't think you're much different, Jim.
Yeah, it doesn't show much difference on the meter either. So I guess Ryan pushing it up to 95 watts, driving it didn't make that much of a difference.
Oh, it's working good. Why don't you leave it like that?
Well, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, but I mean, leave that 4400 too. Then if it's working good.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
How much are you running at 3,200 volts on the plate, Jim?
Yeah,
do your high voltage selection switch there. See what the B plus is.
Yeah, it's so small. I gotta read it. Hold on a minute.
It's tricky to read. I'm running 3,000 on mine. I changed my tap on my B plus a little bit here to bring it down a little bit, since I don't it makes setting the power level around 600 watts a little easier. Yep, that is. This Ameritron amplifier is pretty nice. They have several taps on the primary that you can set for whatever your predominant line voltage is, you know. And my line voltage runs a little high here. It runs 245 to 250 all the time. So I got that adjusted. And then you can, it's also got a B plus tap or two that you can cut back the B plus this a little bit, and to make it easier to set the power levels at lower power levels, and that's what I run here.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go. I wanted to try it out and talk to the technician, and he said, yeah, go ahead. Try it out and see what happens. It doesn't seem like it moved too much, so. All right, 7-3, guys. Take care. W4JCL.
Okay, Jim, 7-3. I had a band shifted a little bit right at the last there, Bill.
Yeah, it did. Jimmy, I don't know if he turned it off down there, but he
but now, not so much. But anyway, I really enjoy phone. It seems to be the most fun for me, and it's great to get to talk to everybody.
I first got to
says, ham. People complained about splatter, you know. And finally old Terry, FG down there, you know, he hadn't been in there in a long time. He asked me, he says, how you tuning that thing? I said, well, he tuned it, Terry. He says, no, don't do that. He says, after you peak tuned it, turn your load control just a little bit more clockwise until the power starts dropping off. And he said, that's where you want to run it. I said, that makes the tune most linear and it increases the efficiency. And I said, okay. And ever since I've done that, nobody's ever said beans to me. So that was the trick. I didn't know that. and that uses a 3500 too, doesn't it? Oh, well, which one has it got the, let me see, SB, oh, it's the 221 is the 500, isn't it? Yeah, okay. I wonder what they say. They probably tell you the same thing. That's a neat trick. Well, that's a solid amplifier. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of them that's been on the air a long time, you know it?
Yeah, that particular one I got out there that was dropped, I still have it, by the way. I'm going to try to work out a deal if I can get it for parts, I'll buy it, but otherwise I'm not.
Bill, originally this Stanley, can you see the band's really starting to shift now? Can you still copy me? Be okay?
Oh yeah, I still got you back.
You back, Jim?
We commenced in communication at 1512. It's 1619. We've been on air over an hour.
Thank you.
W4SN. Bad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's built him up an idea now, like Russ, he's getting fancy. If he is an Adreno to make his.
Oh, I'll be darned. No, I couldn't even copy the CW. That's bad conditions when you can't copy CW.
Yes, it is. And he's in it for a chance for him, what, aren't you? With CW, you were stronger on CW than you were on phone, so that's exactly the way it should have went.
Well, tell him I'm running at 600 watts here this morning, but I haven't, if the atmospheric noise is coming up a little bit, it's coming up to almost, just a little over F1, Bill. That's a lot here on this loop antenna. She's running the dryer. I guess it's the clothes running around here creating a little static, you know. I notice I have a little static when she's running that dryer. It might be the electronics in the dryer. I don't know. But she's running it now. And when it's running, I notice I have a little, it sounds like atmospheric noise. It might not be. The little that frying sound. Back. I got to step away here for a few seconds. Be right back. W4SN.
Strathroy, Ontario. Gary. I've got you at about a 5 and 6. I'm in Northeast Tennessee. My name is Philip, and the call here is Kilo Delta 4, Kilo India Papa. It's nice to have you coming in here today with a nice signal from Canada. Over.
Thank you very much. I can't stay. I'm not here, unfortunately, but I heard your signal. You got a nice signal, 5-6. And I wanted to take the chance to make a new contact, make a new friend. So, nice signal. And I hope I can check in again later. How often are you on running the net, or how often do you, how often are you here? Over.
Well, Gary, we're here 7 days a week. We start the net off around 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We have a little pre-net. The net itself starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We run 5.5 hours to 3:30. We get them from everywhere. We are here 7 days a week on 7191, Gary. So plenty of time throughout the day to come join the group. We have several other guys from up in the Ontario area that also come and join us from time to time. Tony and Randy and a couple others. We have Sam. I don't know if you know Sam. He comes in here and joins us from time to time. But we have several stations up around that area that do stop in. Come back anytime. There's a good group of people that check in every day. You can make a lot of contacts here. We pass grid squares, county states. We encourage rag chew, testing equipment, and third-party stations bringing new hams into play. So something for everybody, and it's just good hams having fun. Victor Echo 3, Juliet Echo Alpha, Kilo Delta 4, Kilo India Papa.
Wonderful signal, wonderful signal. You're up 5-9 now. Kilo Delta 4, Kilo India Papa, being in Tennessee, you said, I believe. Being 3, yay. I should add that the region is an ICOM 781. One of the older ICOM models, but a good chassis, it's sort of the flagship of its day. I like it. And we're only running about 100 watts, about 100 watts into a dipole, a G5RB dipole, up about 50 feet. So we're not running a lot of power. But my gracious, your signal has come up there really nicely. I'll let you tie the ribbons on them because I do have to go. KD4, KIP, BE3, JA. Over.
Oh, roger, roger, Gary. Yeah, well, your signal peaked out at 10 over 9. 10 over 9 on the peaks. A little QSB on the band today, but you hit a nice big signal there for a while. I'm running the old Kenwood 140, just pumping out 85 watts on the peaks. Running a 40-meter dipole, flat top, broadside, east and west. So I'm getting you off the north end of the antenna and have a really nice signal on you. The band has had a few good openings here this week, although we've had a lot of QSB as well. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Gary. Come on back anytime and join us. We'd love to have you. I'd love you to meet some of the other people that check in here from across the country and make some good contacts and have some fun with us. Victor Echo 3, Juliet Echo Alpha, Kilo Delta 4, Kilo India Papa, 7-3s, and God bless, Gary.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. Have a good day, and we'll look forward to the next time. 7-3. 7-3.
Do come back and visit. Always nice to have Canada come in and ride with us. So thanks for checking in and saying hello for the first time. I appreciate that. You have a great day and be safe. VE3GJEA, KD4KIP, 7-3.
7-3.
Yeah, that's band's moving around good. I haven't heard Chanda in a few days, so it's good to see the band's getting a little longer. Any more check-ins for the 40-meter grid square net? Roger, Roger, Frank. I got you back in the mobile. I understand. Had to stop for a little while, stretch out those legs. Good to have you back, Frank. And N4 QKK, Ben down in Florida. How you doing, brother?
Okay, brother. We're wet right now, but other than that, we're doing well.
Trying to keep my toes crossed. I can't cross my fingers and run it, so I have to cross my toes that the sun will come back out and we'll get some more blue skies. I'm trying to make it make that weatherman stick to what he said he was going to do today, but it might get sunny here again in a minute. I hope it does. Over.
Yeah, I hope so for you.
It doesn't look like we're going to get anything at all today. It's off and on rain, supposed to get heavier this evening. But anyway, that's about it. And I've been tied up all weekend and whatnot, so
get out here, keep it around a little bit, and
we'll sit here listening. So,
shout out to Miller at you.
Well, I appreciate you jumping in this morning, saying hello. It's always good to hear you, Ben. And, yeah, I know you're busy, especially when you got the grandkids around. They probably not going to make it too easy for you to put up your little go-box system when you get out there in the park either, are they?
Nah, we don't have them today, but, two football games Saturday, so that took up pretty much all day Saturday. And then Sunday was our anniversary, so I had to attend with them. But, anyway, back out here and take her around.
So we doing a beam somebody gave me. That was the reflector element we put.
And if it rains, I'll get out there and put it on. I got one bill already. So all I got to do is attach it to the mast or the pole.
That's cool. Well, you one step closer so the weather cooperates. This is our second wettest February on record. Last year was the biggest one, rainfall we've had in February in Tennessee. And we're just a couple inches shy of that this month. So hopefully we won't get too much more this month. We've had quite enough for the past 2 years. I'm ready for some dry weather and some warm weather. I'm getting really anxious now that spring is close, huh?
Yes, sir. You might be want to consider moving back to Florida.
Then you'll be hollering about the heat. No, you'll never hear me complain about the heat. I love it when it's 90, 95, and I don't mind humidity. Sweating's good for the body. It gets right all the toxins we ingest all week long, over.
Ain't that true?
Yeah, definitely do that down here.
I
bet
the humidity up there is pretty dry, isn't it?
No, no. That's a misconception about the mountains. The mountains are actually rainforest. That's one of the oldest rainforests on the planet. It's been here a long, long time. And in the summertime, it gets quite humid here. It's not uncommon to see 80 to 90% humidity, over.
Better than 99% that we get down here.
Well, at least in Florida, you can count on that afternoon rainstorm every day during the summer months to get rid of some of the humidity. I can remember the days when I lived in Texas, and you could look out and it looked like fog. The humidity was so thick, and
San Antonio, and then a few months up in Wichita Falls, but
Wichita Falls wasn't bad in San Antonio. Well, I was in the Austin area and surrounding suburbs, building down there. I worked for an outfit that built the UR Cook's restaurants and the Chelsea Street pubs and the strip malls. And they would take about 12 weeks to finish one up. And then we were off to another place to do another one. I got to do a little traveling while I was down there. And, yeah, there's a couple places. If you get out on the western side, it's a little drier. But you get in there central, south, and southeast, it's pretty humid, over.
Yeah, right down there around Austin, yeah, you get all that stuff off the Gulf there. But anyway, that's about all. And there's old,
Well, I think Martin's still riding with us. He said something about going out and checking the mail in a little bit and running over to the other side of the farm to check a few things. Make sure that levee was still holding up good and the drain pipe was plugged up, his overflow pipe. But I don't know if he's going to stop in and see Gene while he's over on that half of the farm or not. But anyway, he'll be in and out of here today. Mark, are you still there now?
Well, I'm not hearing him if he is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's good to be talking to you. I'll let you, I'll back on out of here and let you, feller, for some more check-ins there, buddy. You got it good, as always, down here.
KD4KFP,
M4QKK.
I'll see you
later,
little
brother.
I'll be listening.
Okay. Nice to have you riding along while the rain's coming down. Maybe it'll take a break and you can get that reflector put on that beam. Get it up on the pole and have a little fun with that today. M4QKK, KD4KFP. God bless, brother. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Any more check-ins? Because they don't seem to mind the cat when the cat's laying out there. They actually fly and land down all around him. And you, I should have got pictures of it last year. He like panics. He don't know what to think. What the heck's all these orange birds doing all around me all of a sudden? But the look on his face is really funny last year. I wish I'd have got a picture of it. Get 12 species that hang around I get 10 more added to that when spring opens up here. And it seems like the past couple of years it's grown a little more. A couple different birds have added into the group. And, of course, when they nest around here, the young ones will come back to the same area that they were raised in, which is nice to have them coming back. I'm looking forward to see how many new species I might pick up this year. Like I say, I'm up to 22, and it's fun when they're all at the feeder buying for food. You get really good photos of them, and I enjoy watching them and taking pictures of it. Anybody else
copy Frank in the mobile?
He's headed down towards Florida. Sounds like he's in Georgia right now. As Kilo Charlie 4, Victor Fox, India in the mobile, give Frank a call.
Get on the marine radio if I had an engine problem or anything. And, of course, I had CETO, which is AAA on the water. And I did use them a couple times. But anyway, good to have you riding along, Frank. Always makes it easy when we got more people around. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Victor Fox, India, in the mobile heading towards Florida. Anybody else would like to work, Frank?
Was it? Whiskey Alpha 7 Sierra Foxtrot.
it's good to hear you.
Appreciate you coming back to me, Paul. And how's weather up in southern Michigan? Still pretty cold yet?
Yeah, supposed to get down in the 20s and down just about single digits here in a couple days again. The snow's just about gone.
Well, have a good one, Frank. I've been copying the mail and
very weak, but you just made a jump and come up in there. So I'll get back to my soldering joint, WA7SFE in southern Michigan. Handles Bob, broken old bottles.
All right, 73. See ya. Just going to ride along here. KT4, be advised.
Hello, Bob.
I hope your soldering's coming along good today.
Yeah, I got some jumper wires to make up and still playing with different microphones, so.
Did they copy the mail?
All right, brother. Always glad to have you jump in and make contact. Wish you out some 7 small fried eggs, Kilo Delta 4, Kilo India for Fox. And this is a 40-meter grid square, Ned. Come join us. We swap grid squares, county, states. We encourage drag shoe testing equipment and third-party stations. Everybody is welcome. It is an open net. It's just a good AM operations is what we request here. We get a lot of QRPs and mobiles that come ride with us because they get to make more contacts and don't have to fight the big amplified stations. Although we do have amplified stations on board to help keep the fringes a little clean of QRN, which helps us out. Anybody like to join us?
KDZA.
Was that you, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir, it was. Kilo 8 Alpha, Zulu Alpha, Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning. How you been?
Oh, busy with work. I just had a chance to turn the radio on, and first place I go is you guys.
Well, glad to have you aboard. Always a pleasure when you come in from Detroit.
Thank you for having me. Is it busy out there today?
Things been a little stingy this morning. Had a lot of QSB, but it seems to be stabilizing a little bit. I've got signals down in Florida, up to Michigan, through Pennsylvania, and the Midwest. We had 10 watt mobiles out of Chicago come in today, so the band's doing some good things.
10-watt mobile. I can go down to 5 watts if we want to play QRP.
Here we go. There's the phone. I'm going to monitor all 3 minutes just a sec. Subject.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, that's the way it is. That phone won't ring, and then all of a sudden you get news, something just won't stop ringing. All right, K8 Alpha Zulu Alpha, come on back when you get a chance. Good to have you, Jeffrey. Go up for grabs. All right, here are no takers on the offers. Are there any more check-ins? Any QRP stations? QRPs that'd like to join the group. Well, let's see if Bill's here. His name Whiskey 5, Bravo Uniform Yankee. You got a copy, Bill? KM4WW, you still riding in Georgia? Okay, I'm not hearing Ricky. How about Kilo 5, Sergeant First Class? Jamie, you got a copy? Okay.
That's where we're at here. Eddie, pick it up. KB2FEABAP.
$115 to get one. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds absolutely excellent. Well, I just wanted to get in there and let you know that I was just browsing through, and I heard you talking to the other gentleman, and I thought, hey, that thing, that guy's just nothing but audio there, and I don't hear any band, no background. That's what caught my ear.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty neat setup. I'm very happy with it, and what I've been working on lately are antennas. Just put up a 160-meter NFED inverted L, and it works great down there. I was surprised. It works on the other bands, but this antenna I call Bertha. She's my number one antenna, and she's on 40 meters. She's two half waves in phase at 80 feet.
Yeah, it's doing a great job. I'm down here in my Memphis, Tennessee, and your signal's terrific. Sounds good. Anyway, I'm sorry. My name is Dan. The call is K9RSY.
Dan the man. Okay. Levitan. Dan Levitan. Good Morning Vietnam. That was one of the announcers. Sort of jumped out of me. I don't know where these things come from. The mind is a crazy, wild, amazing thing. Go ahead.
Oh, you're not telling me anything. I stand by on 7200. It's like a case study of massive amounts of psychosis all put together in one spot.
I go past that frequency. I think I've stopped there four times this year, and they certainly made an impression. A bad impression, but an impression.
All right, well, I'll let you go, man.
They're very twisted.
Say hello to you.
Remind me of people that are just lying. Say the whole world caused their problems in life, and they won't take responsibility for their own actions. So they're so used to that that they think getting attention is special. And the cheapest way to get attention is to swear. And then, after that, it disappears. People listen for a few minutes and then leave. They go, he's just a profane bum. And they think, that they're supplying a... Who knows what they're thinking? I'm stuttering because I don't know what they're thinking. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I'm the same exact way you are about it. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to continue on my journey, and you have a good one. Good sounding radio station, K9RSY.
Well, what are you running there?
Oh, I'm just on a little Kenwood mobile, running a double bazooka, about 60 foot in the air. Running that into an AL-18 when I high old PR-77 mic, just sort of stuck in the side of those little mock-up while I grab it.
Gotcha. Hey, you do good.
your setup especially is you didn't add a lot of equipment, so your matching of the mic to the rig has worked out quite well.
Well, that's what I had to do. I had no alternative. I had to find something that would work within a little 2.7 bandwidth. That's it.
Oh, there we are. Hello. Rich is back from his phone call. Dan dropped in here just to pay me a visit and say hi. Dan's call is K9 Romeo Sierra Yankee. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'll let you guys get back to it. I was impressed with your radio. It sounded good, and I wanted to compliment you on it. Now, I'll catch you fellas later. You go on and get back at it.
Okay, Dan, you have a great day. Thanks a lot for the flowers. Appreciate it. And nice meeting up with you. We'll meet you down the log. I'm around this section. I'm around 7160 to 7190 every day. So K9RSY, this is KQYN. Bye-bye, Dan.
Bye-bye. KQYN, K9RSY.
Go ahead, Rich.
Dan, K9RSY.
Romeo, Alfa Romeo. Hey, you're doing a good job. No, I was listening to you guys before I even keyed up. But
you go ahead and pick up your conversation. I knew you had to make your phone call. But I'll pop in if something impresses me there, isn't it?
Pretty well. When she sees me turn this amp and this radio on, she just sort of throws the honeydew list over her shoulder, right? Just...
Became vice president of where he worked, so we know that he's a little sore.
WA4D needed a friend, so he bought a dog. WA4D needed a friend, so he bought a dog. KBP12.
I doubt he bought a dog, Bob.
He bought a dog because he needed a friend now.
So he thinks you and I are not friends, Bob. How about that? What a dummy. Can you believe this, Bob? Come on over here, dog. We'll show you how little you are. Come on, dog. You got your chance to come up into Canada. See how much of a man you are.
You just came down out here and slandered everybody on the air, and you say that I'm not talking about anybody. You're a slanderer, dog. All you do is slander and defame people. You're a slanderer, KBP.
Well, you can go fuck yourself, WA4D.
Yeah, you're disinformation. Get lost.
I'm shocked.
Here we are. Our poor friend, KB3, Mike Zulu, Quebec, Chuck.
Respond or ban list. That was AE4FB. Gosh, she died in a lonely old man in a trailer.
Somewhere. books. W9W.
Yeah, but he's walking.
Y'all, it's a small town. Get out.
He's still walking.
Move to Texas where there are jobs.
Please, people,
5-7 here in northeastern Ohio. And again, my name is Tom, and I missed your name. Can you give me your name again, please? Over. Okay, Matt, real good. That band is not real good because, so I'm surprised that you even heard me. I'm only running about 100 watts here from an old Kenwood TS-830 there. Over. Okay, Matt, very good. Well, my antenna is a Carolina Wyndham. It's a Carolina Wyndham, and I just put it up here a few weeks ago, and I've been experimenting with it. I don't know if I like it or not. My other antenna is a Butternut HF6V. It would take me a minute to switch to it, so I'm not going to. I'm just going to stay on the Carolina Wyndham for the time being here. Anyhow, I'm going to cut you loose here. I'm going to thank you for answering my call, but my dogs are upstairs, and I can hear them by the back door. I think they want to go outside, so I better go take care of the animals. So 73 for now, KD2GWD. This is NHCT in Dorset, Ohio. Okay, and thanks.
I'll look for you. I'll give you a call. I do have to run now. 73's Purnell, Rich, and nice to meet you. Another Simpsonville-ite.
Maybe we'll have an eyeball someday.
WNRAR, this is KQYN, off to the bathroom.
All right, John, it's been a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon. KQYN, WNRAR will be on the side for a few.
You probably thought it was one-to-one, I'm guessing, on the DMP and stuff.
the in and the out.
Everything's working fine there for a couple of days. I think I just, this is 84BA, I think I was holding my mouth wrong or something because I couldn't get it, it started asking me, you know, password questions, and I can remember that, but other stuff, and I don't know what was going on, but yesterday I turned it on, plugged everything in, and it came right up. So I didn't touch with it too much, a little bit, and checked in with it to eCars. But it works. What I need to do, though, what I want to get to is to where I can go somewhere and do it. But that's going to take another land and hook that up and get that named and stuff. So when I'm someplace else, I can plug into my own land and then I'd be able to use the radio and stuff remotely, literally remotely. So but I can do it here. I can do it in the living room as long as I use my Wi-Fi.
Duffy, have you heard your audio on a playback?
No, in fact, I hit record just a little bit ago, so but I hadn't said anything. So now that I'm talking a little bit, I will. I mean, if you can do that, I would appreciate it.
Okay, let me see if I can get it back to you. This is KACT. Hey, Ben.
And checked in with it to eCars. But it works. What I need to do, though, what I want to get to is to where I can go somewhere and do it. That's going to take another land and look that up. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Well, did you like it?
Yeah. You know, like I say, I got a little hearing loss, but I could tell that there was something there, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it sounds good. Lots of brightness up to that audio. Got to tweak this to be done good.
And like I say, I had a good teacher.
They're coming.
this time of day, this time of year, this time of cycle.
Now, according to the, some other thing, it said that it was 66.3 with a K of zero. 66, that's pretty bad. That's pretty low. I don't know why, Bill. You're at 9 now. I don't have a problem. Well, I'll just ignore them. They can't hear me anyway. Why listen for them? We need to get our own private channel.
Thank you. 10 Billy is down there, 12572. Treasure Island. What a beautiful name. How close is Treasure Island, Florida, to Miramar Beach, Billy? Over.
Couple days ago, and that's my number, sir.
Yes, sir. Very good. 131 letter one.
X-Fly, Mr. Terry, is down here in Jacksonville, Florida. J-A-X-Fly, this is down here for abbreviation. Whiskey 4, Charlie. X-Ray and a Tango. 66, 70, but rain, rain, rain. Well, we've been having a lot of time. And this winter, haven't we, Terry? Lots of rain.
Sir, they're still saying we need a little bit, but I think we're good. But now it's about time. It's warming up a little bit. Maybe we can get the grass growing and make it a little prettier around here. So, you know, let's get a little water on the grass and see if it'll help it out and make it look pretty again. W4CXT.
We'll crank that clock.
Yes, sir.
We'll crank that clock when I head and get a little more daylight finish time. That'll help too, my friend. Jerry, thanks a lot down here in Jacksonville. Take care. Stay dry and we'll let you. Send you some good weather if you get a chance. Appreciate it. Step in the same, my good friend. I'll move on and get Bravo. That's great. Thank you. Come aboard.
Yeah, good morning, you and everyone on South Cars. Whiskey Bravo 9, Bravo X-Ray Tango Handle Roger up in Fairborn, Ohio. About 42 degrees. It's trying to rain. It rained earlier, but still trying. South Car number is 12623. And I believe your name's Frank. Is that correct?
That's correct, my friend Roger. And up there in Fairborn, in the southwestern part of the good state of Ohio. You can tell with my eight call. I know a little bit about Ohio, Roger. By the way, our friend Roger, number is 12623, Whiskey Bravo Niner, Bravo X-Ray Tango. Now, what's a Niner doing in Ohio, Roger? Over.
I ended up where the Air Force abandoned me. 20 years Air Force. I retired here. Spent 20 years working for an aerospace company supporting the base. And my wife and I consider this to be home. I'm a northern Wisconsin boy by birth. Give me a signal report. I'm running a TS-520 that I picked up at a ham fest for $20, if you can believe that. Had to drop in some new cathode resistors, but I think...
TS-520 at that price is a deal. Two things. First of all, great audio. Very clear. S7, S9 on piece of QSC. Roger. Is that a QSO, Roger? LSD9DX and a DWATXQ. Did I lose you? Tony 40 is under it again. WB9, PX, and a D. Are you still there, Roger? It wouldn't surprise me. I've been on this stand before, and 40 can die on you just like that. One more time. WB9, PX, and a D. WATXQ. I hope that PX is working okay, guys. It was a good signal. Maybe he'll come back. We'll find out. Let me move on to the beautiful one, the second Papa. Hello there.
Thank you. Please stand by up there, Mr. Susan. Please stand by 1 second, please. I want to check something. WB2B2B. Stand by, please.
Thank you.
this morning after midnight sometime. I was in bed, but it was about 4/10 of an inch of rain. That's been it. Kind of got over to have cloudy skies here. 64 degrees, 56% humidity, so that's the story here. And we might get a few showers come tomorrow. Chance is 80%, it said, to amount between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, so we'll just see. And then Wednesday, let's get a little more, and maybe a little bit of snow. We'll just have to see, John.
Getting close to Florida by now. That would be Frank.